They used to call it Armistice Day. And this was like back a little ways, 1918. My co-host today might remember that. The first Scott Fredericks was with us. Active duty members of the USS Billings to be among a number of special guests here in honor of Veterans Day. And again, joined by Scott Fredericks from Northern News Network affiliate KYYA.
Yep,
been doing this for a long time, 14 years now, as I understand. So it's Voices of Montana broadcasting live from the West End Perkins, which has been serving breakfast for veterans for decades. A bit later on, we'll also talk with Nick Campbell of Zoetis Animal Health here. This is about the Folds of Honor program, which in this last year has raised almost $500 million, and 90% of that goes to scholarships for veterans and families and first responders as well. So that's cool. We'll talk about that through the hour here as it's from Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana. Tom Schultz alongside, and a pleasure to have you here. First of all, we don't get here without you veterans. And I don't know how many ways we can say it, but in one genuine way, we want to say thank you. And we know the sacrifices. We don't know them firsthand. A lot of us don't know them firsthand. Some have. I'm very proud of our veteran community. I'm very proud of those who advocate for veterans' causes because you see the genuineness of that. You see the effectiveness of that. And I think especially over the last several years, it's been making a real difference. I'm going to start here with one quote, and then we'll get to the men and women of the USS Billings here. But there's a number of quotes here, and of course, Veterans Day, people are going to respond to it in many different ways. I saw this out of, and I'm sorry, but it was Woman's Day magazine and some of these top quotes. And I was curious as to what top quotes Women's Day magazine would select to honor our veterans. And the number one here, and I'll go through some of these, but I really like this first one. It's Abraham Lincoln, "Honor to the soldier and sailor everywhere who bravely bears his country's cause. Honor also to the citizen who cares for his brother in the field and serves as best he can that same cause." I think that sums up an awful lot as we think about our veterans. It's not just they are on the front lines, and we've got to have their backs. We don't turn our backs to them when they are on that front line. We need to be back behind and supporting, and we'll be talking with a lot of members here today who do that. First, let's welcome. We've got to make sure I got everybody turn up. Scott Fredericks.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're doing good. Yeah, yeah. Scott's been doing this show for 14 years from Perkins here on the West End, and it's been a good morning. We've been at it already. Let's welcome members of the USS Billings. First off, it's Commander Brett Seeley. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning. Great to be here at Perkins on the West End, seeing all these great veterans, enjoying breaking bread together and having fellowship, and just being out and being recognized.
That's got to do something for you, doesn't it?
It's amazing, not just to see the veterans, but also the location. Perkins has a fondness in my heart.
We're going to talk about that, as a matter of fact. Also, let's welcome Greg Simmons, a CSI-1, a crew member of the USS Billings. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Greg. Just like Captain said, I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for being here. CS-1 is the culinary specialist, and we've been talking. We probably can't keep him out of the kitchen before it gets done. And Brett Seeley, let's start with that. Commander of the USS Billings, so much to talk about in that regard. About ready to embark on your fourth deployment, but you started out as in a Perkins restaurant. I think that's kind of an interesting story.
Yes, sir. I was a line cook in high school and through college when I was home for summer breaks. So Perkins has always had a fondness in my heart, and I also met my wife 22 years ago in a Perkins. She was a waitress, and I was a line cook, and so there you go, waitress and a cook paired together, and we're still going strong to this day. And so always when we see a Perkins, we see the sign, we're on road trips, we got to pull over and get that meal and have that sentimental moment. And so flying into the Billings and driving into our hotel a couple days ago, seeing that green sign of Perkins is a great familiar feeling, and I had to call the wife and let her know.
Yeah. How did you get from there to commander of this littoral ship, USS Billings?
I worked my way through college, went to the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina, and commissioned into the United States Navy. And then I've been in for 19 years, working my way up the ranks, and have the privilege and honor now of commanding a crew of 73 talented sailors of the USS Billings. And most of my career, I would say, is I've been lucky because I've had great sailors working for me. and teaching me how to be a good leader and teaching me how to be professional and effective.
Sailor Greg Simmons, CS1.
Yes, sir.
How did you get from where you were to serve here on the USS Billings?
Well, I'm originally from Dothan, Alabama. I've been in the Navy 13 years. Started off as a junior cook. Didn't work at Perkins, but started off as a junior cook originally in Japan. Transferred to Norfolk, Virginia. Now I've been in Jacksonville for about 8 years.
Well, that's cool. This is sort of teasing, but if your commander comes to you and says he wants this meal, and you just go, I just don't like cooking that meal, what would that be? He's looking at you, by the way.
I would say Mongolian barbecue would be the toughest meal on our crew.
What's your favorite meal to cook, then?
My favorite meal to cook would be steak and lobster.
Oh, wow.
Now, don't let CS1 downplay his talents. He manages our galley. He provides 3 meals a day for over 110 sailors on deployment, and he has to manage the stores and the freezer spaces and everything else in the dry storage, and makes a 21-day menu and rotates all that to keep the crew healthy and fed. He's the driving factor why our morale is high on the ship.
Oh, nice.
Because, you know, food is a direct result of that.
Yeah, I believe that. I want to talk about the ship on deployments and, the welcome that you've received from Billings as well, but let's go back to the ship, because it's a cruiser out there, isn't it?
It's an amazing warship. You know, we got guns and missiles, and we got small boats and helicopters, and we get to sail around the oceans. On the last 17 months, the ship's been deployed, sailing down in Central and South America and in the Caribbean, supporting our partner nations down there for counter-narcotics, stopping drugs from getting to the shores of America.
And the ship itself, they call it a littoral combat ship. Because they're fast, they're agile, and the platform has sort of kind of changed over the years, I think. You guys, these ships have come out, and they've become kind of, well, the Navy relies on them for a lot of different missions, right?
Absolutely. The beauty of a littoral combat ship is we have a shallow draft, so we can go places normal Navy ships can't. Most Navy ships have a draft. They need at least 35 feet of water to go somewhere. We can operate in 15 feet of water. So we can go into smaller countries, ports that aren't as deep or dredged, and get access, show the flag, build partnerships, strengthen our relationships around the world. So we have that unique capability to get to places others can't.
And you guys have been around the world in the 3 years that your first deployment began.
Absolutely. Our most recent deployment we just returned from in October. We actually sailed from the Atlantic through the Panama Canal into the Pacific Ocean, and sailed past the equator into the Southern Hemisphere. We were further south off the coast of Peru in South America. So we've traveled many miles.
And Greg Simmons with us here as well from the USS Billings.
Yes, sir.
Talk about some of those deployments that impressed you. And I'm thinking, you guys, I think we're on deployment through the Haitian earthquake, right?
Yes, sir.
And what was your impression there? I mean, that's an area that needed humanitarian services.
Yes, sir. You know? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, we were glad to support. Of course, going through a tragic situation, I think us in the military, that's what we kind of stand for, to be here and supportive of the community. So I think going through that, we were just happy to support.
What tested your crew, Commander, on this three-year deployment?
Biggest test is just the endurance, right? Showing that resiliency, being able to operate around the clock when you're tired, lack of sleep, when you're doing very dangerous evolutions with helicopters at night, launching small boats in the middle of the night to catch drug smugglers, and to see their professionalism and to be able to execute safely to bring everyone home with all their fingers and toes has been phenomenal to see.
That's really cool. Again, it's Commander Brett Seeley of the USS Billings, and CS1 Greg Simmons is with us. Mayor Cole, let's slide the microphone over there. I know you've got a list, and you've had a long list of things. How I want to use the word joyous. How joyous is it to really be able to bring this crew around the city that you love?
Tom, it's just an incredible honor to bring them to Billings, to go down to visit them in Jacksonville. It's such an impressive group of young men and women who are so smart and so capable. We can really know that our country is in good hands with these sailors of the USS Billings. The ship was commissioned in 2019. I had the privilege of being the chairman of the commissioning committee, and we've had a tight relationship with the crew even before the commissioning, and it's continuing. And I think this is the fourth crew visit where we've brought people to Billings, and we're going to continue that just as long as we possibly can. We've got one of the best relationships with a ship, any ship in the U.S. Navy, between its namesake city and the ship. So it's a real privilege.
Absolutely. Our relationship with the city has been just continues to grow and strengthen over the years. It's our Gold Cruise. You know, a lot of our sailors that I brought out here, I brought 17 sailors with us, their first time seeing Montana and the city of Billings, the Magic City. And so to be able to meet the people and see the place that our ship's named after is a very motivating and inspiring for us.
Greg, not a lot of snow in Alabama, though, is there?
No, sir.
Not as
no,
much.
Sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoying it.
What's your impression then? And how have the people of Billings, you know, what kind of impression have they left on you?
They actually left a great impression on me. I enjoy the veterans. I enjoy the patriotism. I enjoy the warm welcome from being in the city of Billings. As far as the snow, I've been enjoying it. Took plenty of pictures, you know. So, yeah.
Did you get out and make a snow angel or something? What about a snowball?
I have not yet, and I've kind of wanted the mystery of making a snowman. I haven't made a snowman either as well, so... No, I haven't got out yet.
Well, it's going to be warm enough today. I think the snow is going to stick, so you'll have a chance to do that, all right? How long are you guys here, Brett?
We're in town through Sunday, so yeah. We've got a couple more days to enjoy the sights and the sounds and meet some more fine folks of Montana.
I appreciate your guys' service. What are your next deployments? What are the challenges? I mean, and I think we could go down the list. We look at the Ukrainian-Russia conflict. You look at the Asian-Pacific arena, and that is probably going to be the water there is going to get hotter before it gets cooler again. Talk about deployments.
The ship is currently right now underway in the Caribbean right now because we have two crews that man the ship. So our sister crew is actually at sea right now underway on their follow-on deployment.
That's the B team,
that's
right?
the what do we call them? Blue team, yeah.
The B team, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But no, we have lots of love for the blue crew of the Kraken and the blue crew of Billings. But they're underway finishing their deployment right now. And then the future is, you know, Navy leadership will continue to have a strategy and continue to direct us and what they want us to do, and we'll execute whatever mission and orders we're given. So currently we're in the Caribbean, Central, South Americas. If we need to go further, you know, further away overseas based on naval leadership, then we'll take that and we'll be ready to go.
That's really cool. Greg, your thoughts about the importance of Navy service, of military service, and then also it's Veterans Day. Honoring the veterans, which you're in active duty,
but
one day you'll be in these seats as well.
Yes, sir.
What do you take away from a day like this?
Okay, so our Navy motto is honor, courage, and commitment. So that's what it means for me to put on my uniform. When I wear the uniform, I know it's a lot bigger than me just putting on this uniform. The veterans that came before me, I appreciate their service because they went before me. So to actually sit and talk to some of the veterans around the city and learn their experiences of what branch they were in and what, even if they were in the Navy or not, I've enjoyed it and I've soaked it all in from being here.
Commander, you have to appreciate that doesn't come from a script.
No, sir. And that just demonstrates the talent and how fortunate we are to have the young men and women of this our country serving and making those sacrifices to continue to join that line of, you know, veterans who've contributed to make our country free and great.
Do they know, active military members, even veterans, do they know how much we care? Do we care enough? Because I know that the message can get jumbled up at times too, you know, the mission and how the public may receive them, and do they know how much we really care?
We feel the love on the active duty side, and okay. I think the veterans, we're continuing, we can always, I think, get better. We're continuing to make that commitment, that care. When you get done with service, you still need support and that kind of stuff. No one should come home alone. And so it's great to see those outreach organizations that continue to serve those who have served. It's just continuing like these events here, the fellowship, we can bring veterans together on Veterans Day to build that camaraderie and let everybody know that, you know, your service is valued and we do appreciate it.
You are doing a veterans ceremony today. It will be at Lockwood. We talked about it yesterday on the radio. And I think you're the keynote speaker.
I am. Yes,
what
sir.
What message are you going to relay?
Biggest message is I want to tell them a little bit about the ship, about the crew, and then just about the theme is gratitude, thanking the veterans, right? There are, to me, they're our nation's greatest treasure is our veterans, those that, you know, serve Less than 1% of the population of our country serves on active duty, and I think less than like 10% of the country is a veteran. So it's the few that have done so much for the many, and we just want to give our gratitude for all the veterans who made that sacrifice.
Yeah, that's cool. Anything to follow up, Greg?
Captain said it perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you guys for your service. Appreciate that. Are you going to rotate in all the crew members before? That's fourth visit is what Bill was saying.
Yeah. The more visits, yeah, we want to continue. There's a lot more sailors wanting to come that we can, you know, come bring on this trip. So in future visits, yeah, we'll rotate to give everyone this experience because it's a great experience to build up that, re-motivate you, reinvigorate you for that prideful service.
That's really cool. And Bill, thank you for the work for keeping connected with our brothers and sisters in arms on the USS Billings. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break and come on back. And, again, they'll be at Lockwood, the Lockwood ceremony at 10 o'clock today. And next we're going to talk about Native American veterans as we return. It's From Montana for Montana, live from the Perkins Restaurant, where they are serving free breakfast for veterans and lunch as well. Again, courtesy of Kevin Steinberg. Great job there. Back with more in just a bit.
General season is here, and in 2022, Montana FWP is continuing CWD, chronic wasting disease, surveillance across Montana. If you harvest a deer, elk, or moose in these surveillance areas, please stop at a CWD sampling station. And to find a sampling station, please visit the FWP website. For information about getting your animal tested for free by FWP, proper carcass disposal, and assistance with sampling your animal, visit fwp.mt.gov/CWD.
Over the last 160 years, the people of BNSF Railway have played a central role in settling and growing the American West. And BNSF Railway is looking for more people to fill positions across Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Available positions include welders, conductors, mechanical, and track maintenance. Multiple locations are eligible for sign-on bonuses. Help keep the U.S. economy moving. See more and go further. Apply at jobs.bnsf.com.
Yeah, welcome back. It's From Montana for Montana, Voices of Montana. We are live at the West End Perkins, a very special Veterans Day celebration. It's been going on for a lot of years. A little bit later on, we'll be talking about the Folds of Honor program. Again, that's a veteran and first responder scholarship program. And then that'll be Nick Campbell of Zoetis Animal Health, which is supporting that program. But right now, we're going to talk to the folks of Adaptive Performance, ADA...
APC, Adaptive Performance Center.
Thank you. I don't have it written down here, but Karen, I remember talking with you last year.
Yep.
How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you very much for having us here again today.
Who's this Bokma?
So Jeffrey over here is one of our members at APC. He has been with us since we opened. And when we were at the station the other day, he asked us, Scott was asking us if one of our members wanted to come along and chat this morning.
Oh, that's cool. And to get it right, Bokma or Bokma?
Bokma.
Bokma, my apologies. Jeffrey, thanks for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a veteran?
I am.
Your service was in?
Army.
Army. And when? What dates? Or years?
2007 to 2012.
07, that's okay.
Ladder 07.
What, how has Adaptive Performance Center or just that aspect of exercise and staying physically fit, did you have any difficulty transitioning back into civilian life or
Well, yeah, a little bit. I stopped being as active when I first got out, and I would try multiple box gyms, if you will, and I just didn't like the environment. And then Adaptive Performance Center came out, and I heard about it, and it being in a veterans-only gym, and I went in there, and it's just the environment that a service member would be more used to experiencing for working out, and you get that closeness, camaraderie, whatever, with the other people there, so I know a lot of people are very intimidated by entering gyms and seeing very large people or people that know what they're doing. You don't really have that aspect there because you're all veterans, so you already feel like you fit in. Now, I've noticed many people come there still feeling a smidgen uncomfortable, but they settle in quickly.
And Karen, that was the plan, wasn't it?
Yes.
It's good to hear it work out, right?
Very much so. And it is the plan. And I look at over the last, since last year, I can look at, we've increased over 150 members since last year. And so we're just shy of 600 people having walked through the doors of APC and participated in the program. Our program is expanding now to Helena. And so we will open an APC in Helena in January. And so that's going to be...
You say that so casually.
I know, right?
I mean, that's like a big thing, though, right?
It's huge.
Yeah.
One of the things that's really expanded with APC in the last month and is really about to take off is we had an opportunity to hire on a bunch of staff on a grant we received. And so we have brought on 4 full-time personal trainers, 2 part-time trainers. We have 2 veteran liaisons. We've got peer mentors. We've got acupuncture, massage. And by the first of the year, we'll have an on-staff occupational therapist. And we're going to have that in Helena as well. And so there's going to be a variety of classes for people to participate in. There's going to be so much that can happen for a veteran. They can get a lot of things all taken care of right at APC.
Jeremy, just follow up on that. I mean,
that would be Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I got
that's,
it written
that's
down
okay.
here.
Yeah. I'm a nobody. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
We're here for APC.
Shush. Yeah. Yeah. Shush. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Drop and give me 20. No, that's...
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's,
I'll do 21.
Yeah. There you go. What all those services there... Is that what you gravitated to, or was it mostly just the team orientation?
Well, when it first opened, those weren't all offered. Karen and Mitch have built up to that. It wasn't always that,
yeah.
But it's I like to see all these things offered because maybe I might not need them, but many other veterans do utilize them. For me, it's the just. I like the group dynamic, but I have used the acupuncture. I've done other things that are offered there, and I think it's great because the diversity of the place, you're going to get what you need, even if you don't need it all the time, if that makes sense. So I like it. And the expansion, that's great, and I... Also, the employees they've hired are also members, so they're already a face around there, good people. I like that as well.
That's cool. And again, Karen, you hear that and you go, you know, you things are work that something's going right in that regard. Yeah,
it is. And I don't think when we opened APC, so we've been just over 2.5 years now, and when we opened. Because we were the first of its kind in the nation, it was kind of like it's either going to be crickets or it's going to be buckle up buttercup. And it was buckle up buttercup.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been from the word go. And it just continues to so far exceed. You sit down and when you have an idea of something you want to put together to help people, you have an idea in your mind of what the big dream might look like, and watching that actually start to happen now, and the fact that the expansion is happening, and the fact that there's other states that want to have APCs, and all of those kinds of things, all of that's really, really amazing. What drives us and what means the most to us is when we get to see the changes in the people who come in. And you get people who will drive into the parking lot and leave, and drive into the parking lot and leave.
Mm.
And then the day comes that they have the courage to walk through the door, and then they join, and you get to spend the next months watching them come back to life.
Yeah.
That's what drives what we do, is seeing them reconnect with people again. And Mitch and I will always say that something magic happens every day at APC, and it does. And I look at Jeffrey, and he is one of my favorite humans on the planet.
And not to brag.
It just, I look at the ones that walked in the door that those first couple of days we were open, and they're still with us. And I love watching the ebbs and flows in their lives, and I love watching them live their life because that's what it's all about, is having them have a life back.
Right.
That we had somebody come in and he said, you know, I know people think I talk a lot, but I've been talking to my walls and my dog for 20 years.
You know,
that's huge.
Yeah. This, you were talking about in January you're going to be moving into Helena. Let's talk about that grant that you received.
So it was through the Mental Health VA. It was the Staff Sergeant Parker Gordon Fox Suicide Prevention Grant. And what that grant did for us, and through the programming that we get to do, we get to hire 9 people in Billings and 10 people in Helena. And so that fully staffed both locations. And over the last 2.5 years, we've been able to see where there's been holes in services for our members. It's very hard to navigate the VA sometimes. It's very hard to navigate getting your benefits that a veteran so richly deserves. Sometimes it's very hard when you're having trouble with housing, education, finances, food, all of that. Our advocates / liaisons will now be able to help fill those needs and get a veteran what they're searching for. They can kind of be that buffer in between. Veterans are a very proud group of people, and sometimes they don't like to ask for help. Yet when they're working out, you'll hear them talk about, well, yeah, things were kind of tight this month and a little short on food. We can make a phone call and we can have food for them in a phone call.
Yeah.
And without them feeling uncomfortable. We just happen to hear what they were saying and be able to do that. We can get vehicles fixed. We had somebody come in, a husband and wife. They were going to be homeless in 2 weeks. They were going to have nowhere to live. He's wheelchair bound, nowhere to live. We made a contact and got them set up. They got him housing.
Karen,
so, I mean, that's what we'll be able to do.
Karen Pearson, Adaptive Performance Center. She's the owner and founder along with partner Mitch. And then Jeffrey Bachman is with us here as well. Longtime member. Again, only a couple of years. It's a very short history. And it's been very successful. I wanted to ask you, Jeffrey, what got you through the door? When Karen was talking about people pull into the parking lot and then they'll pull back. And I know you were talking that you were interested in physical fitness through boxing and fight training, I think.
No, what it box was. Gyms is what I call
them. Oh, like box gyms.
Generic box gyms.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. What got you through that door then?
That's a tough question.
Maybe it wasn't such a struggle for you because you were looking for that kind of service. Are there veteran friends that you helped get through the door?
Perhaps. I feel like maybe I do. I think I play a role more as getting people to feel more comfortable there.
Oh yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're completely right.
I've been approached about it before.
Continues right after this.
Over the last 160 years, the people of BNSF Railway have played a central role in settling and growing the American West. And BNSF Railway is looking for more people to fill positions across Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota. Available positions include welders, conductors, mechanical, and track maintenance. Multiple locations are eligible for sign-on bonuses. Help keep the U.S. economy moving. See more and go further. Apply at jobs.bnsf.com.
The fastest hour in Montana radio continues. Call 866-627-5483 and join Montana's statewide radio talk show, Voices of Montana with Tom Schultz.
Thanks so much for being here. Appreciate that. And happy Veterans Day to you all. Tom Schultz here alongside. We're at the West End Perkins in Billings, Montana, where owner Kevin Steinberg has been putting on a free breakfast for veterans. And Scott Fredericks was with us here. Did you and Kevin start this program that many years ago, 14?
It all started off with we were going to give them a free piece of pie and a coffee, and Kevin said, nope. Let's do the whole breakfast. So it was the whole brainchild, I think, was created right over at that one booth over there. So 14 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. It's a great service, and Kevin is all in on that. So huge thanks to that. Again, Scott Fredericks is with us here. K-Bear, he's one of our Northern News Network affiliates, and invited me to be a part of this, and I thank you for that. We've been on the air since 6 o'clock and talking with a lot of folks. A couple of things to pass along here, and then Nick Campbell is with us as we'll talk about this new program. Nick is with Zoetis Animal Health, but they are almost all in. I misspoke, but it wasn't 500 million. It was half a million, 500,000. But, you know, they're not done yet. You're not done yet, Nick, are you?
No, we aren't. We're going to have a lot more contribution to that.
Nick Campbell again. It's that Folds of Honor program. It's a veteran and first responder scholarship program. That's really cool. Wanted to just pass this along, and we're going to schedule that for some other time here. We had a chance earlier to talk with the Native American Development Corporation, and there's a lot of things that they do to service Native American veterans. A lot of it is economic, but more than just that, too. So I would encourage you to at least do a search on them, Native American Development Corporation, and we'll get Mary Walks Over Ice and Daryl Lemire on the program down the road. Also, one more thing I wanted to pass along, too. We've been talking about our veterans and some famous quotes that I think that stood out. This was earlier. I gave one from Abraham Lincoln. Again, this comes out of Women's Day, the magazine. It's a very popular magazine, and I was curious as to, you know, what quotes they would select. That one from Abe Lincoln was number one, in case you missed it. Honor to the soldier and sailor everywhere who bravely bears his country's cause. Honor also to the citizen who cares for his brother in the field and serves as best he can that same cause. And then here's one from Ronald Reagan. I think you'll kind of find this Reagan-esque. Some people live an entire lifetime and wonder if they've ever made a difference in the world, but the Marines don't have that problem. To all the veterans, as we go back to this one, honor also to the citizen who cares for his brother in the field and serves as best he can. Nick Campbell, that's what you guys are doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're dedicated to the animal health industry, and we feel like teaming with Folds of Honor is an excellent way to support the youth that they are struggling because they might not have a parent that's been disabled or possibly left behind in a service. So we're trying to help those kids get a good start.
Yeah. And the Folds of Honor, that's in reference to the flag that's presented at military funerals to the family members. If you've ever been to one of those ceremonies, it is somber. It's trying. It's very, very difficult. But I think it's done also with respect and good intent, too. It's hard. In reference to that, how are more on the Folds of Honor program, because it is not just veterans but first responders, too. And it's a scholarship program, as I noted earlier, 90%, over 90% of those funds donated go to scholarships.
Yes. Yes, it's an amazing organization. Zoetis started a partnership with them back in February, and basically they've contributed or had over 35,000 scholarships in all 50 states since 2007.
Yeah.
So what
wow.
Zoetis is hoping to do is help them increase that scholarship number, and we have done that. We've helped them pick up an extra 64 scholarships for different children from and spouses of servicemen and servicewomen.
Why did you guys, again, tell us about Zoetis and then how you guys are supporting them, but why? Why did you pick this organization?
I think we have some core values at Zoetis that match perfectly with the Folds of Honor program and with what our servicemen and women are doing out there. They're defending our country. And in essence, Zoetis is trying to defend and help the animal health industry, our food supply. Mm-hmm. And defending that, I think those two match up really well.
How are you guys doing that? I mean,
What we're doing is when a rancher comes in to buy Draxxin KP, Exceed, or Exonel, we're making a contribution back to that Folds of Honor organization, and those are going directly to scholarships for for those needy,
very nice.
Needy folks.
And I'm guessing that there's a lot of is it a lot of Draxxin use?
Yes, it's the number one antibacterial on the market, and folks are really they grab that product first off when they have a respiratory disease, foot rot issues, pink eye issues. It's an excellent antibiotic for first choice.
What do the egg producers say when you tell them you're through this purchase? You're benefiting Folds of Honor.
I think they have the same feeling that Zoetis has. Anytime we can support our servicemen and women and their families, it's a very important step.
How many people are involved from Zoetis in this program?
Virtually all of our field force, our marketing force, across the nation, we're supporting this Folds
across
of Honor
nation.
Campaign.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's been going since 2007. Do you have any stories of scholarships locally?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we it's kind of fun to hear what these scholarships are doing, but there's a lady in Oklahoma. She's a scholarship recipient. Her name is Casey Moyer. She's a freshman at Oklahoma State, and she's majoring in pre-veterinary medicine and animal science. She's also used to be served as a president of the National Honor Society. Her father, Chad Moyer, was a patriot and warrior. He was a retired Army National Guard sergeant. He enlisted in the military at age 31 right after 9/11 terrorist attacks, and he was working as an infantryman during the Operation Iraqi Freedom in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he was awarded a Purple Heart for his wounds in action, and as well as Iraqi campaign medal with two campaign stars, plus many other awards and recommendations, commendations. And he is actually in the Tulsa Police Department now. But we're proud that Casey is a recipient of some of these scholarships, so now we'll have possibly another veterinarian in the marketplace to help those animal health needs.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. How does the scholarship program work? You know, it's just kind of a simple application process?
Yeah, I think all they have to do is look, if folks are interested, go to foldsofhonor.org, and you can quickly look up your local chapter. You can get a hold of a national representative and then apply for it. And they're really trying to help these students get a head start, get a start on it. And again, spouses as well. It's important to recommend that because they're going to be in there too, trying to build a new career after their partner has been injured or lost in service.
Yeah, and it's not just for military service; it's also a first responders program.
Yeah,
which I'm glad to hear that. You know, they and their families sacrifice a ton as well for public safety. That really cool. Do you plan on continuing this program for a while? Or?
Yes, the program will continue through the end of this year. I imagine they'll review it, and we're going to have a tremendously greater contribution. This is a big time of the year for use of Draxxin and Draxxin KP, Exceed, and Exanel for treating calves. And so as ranchers go out to grab those products off the shelf and buy them, we're going to increase that scholarship contribution. So we're going to have more and more money flowing into that. So I encourage ranchers to make sure that they buy the name brand product, Draxxin and Draxxin KP, because that's going to help our servicemen and women.
So you might get to that $500 million goal before the end of the...
I think we're at 400... I don't know if we'll make $500 million, but we'll give it a shot.
But 500,000, and this almost 500,000.
Yes.
That is from just Zoetis, is it? Or
exactly. From what ranchers are buying across the nation we're making that contribution back, and I think it'll be a significantly larger amount at the end of this year.
Yeah, I do too. Nick, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in. Anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
You know, I'm going to say I'm honored to sit here with these folks, these servicemen and women.
Yeah.
I've seen some friends, some family members, some other people out here that have put their time in, and I appreciate them defending our country. And I'm happy and honored to be sitting here.
That is Nick Campbell, Senior Territory Business Manager for Zoetis Animal Health. Again, sponsoring the Folds of Honor program. And you can look them up online as well as the Folds of Honor program. It's just a scholarship program that's going to benefit family members of our fallen heroes. And that also is in our first responders as well. So with Scott Fredericks, I'm Tom Schultz. We'll take a short break and come on back and have more here from the special Veterans Day celebration going on at Perkins in honor of Veterans Day. Back with more in a bit.
Scam artists are targeting electric cooperative customers from Missoula to Medicine Lake. Members have reported receiving calls of bills being past due and that power will be shut off unless an immediate payment is made. If you receive such a call, ask for the person's name and tell them you'll call them back at the cooperative office number. Never give out your account information. Your co-op will already have that on hand. A message from your Montana Electric Cooperatives. They do more than keep the lights on for you.
Welcome back. Tom Schultz alongside with Scott Fredericks again from KBEAR, our Northern News Network affiliate, and our Veterans Day celebration continuing here. And it's been actually been going on since 6 o'clock. Scott, you've been doing this program for 14 years, and I thank you for the invitation to come alongside for the past couple of years. This place fills up, and there's a different air about it on Veterans Day because of, the kind offerings of the owner, Kevin Steinberg.
You know, what I find is that the folks, the veterans, come in here, and it's basically a time that they can see other veterans and talk with other veterans on this very important day to them. So it's kind of like a mini bonding experience. But over the last 14 years since we've been doing this program, what I've seen the growth is the different organizations out there helping the veterans. Like we had Dog Tag Buddies here. We had the Veterans Navigation Network here. So over those last 14 years, that's what I've been seeing a lot, more organizations out there helping veterans.
I've noticed that as well, and that's probably because we weren't meeting the needs or our federal government through us, through our control, was not meeting their needs. But also, as more and more come out of recent military service, like the Iraq War, you know, those Middle Eastern conflicts, we're seeing more and more veterans come out and addressing issues like they haven't before, and among those is mental health, and that's been a big step forward, but still a long ways to go.
Well, you know, we were talking with the folks from the Veterans Navigation Network, South Central Mental Health Center. It's that stigma, you know, and I think that word is getting less and less used because a lot of these veterans, they're very proud, and sometimes they have a hard time reaching out to other people saying, you know, I need some help.
It's really good, too, to get active military members on and be able to talk about their experiences, mm-hmm. I think, at times. And we did that earlier in the program, in case you missed it, members of the USS Billings, which was commissioned. It's a littoral-class ship, and it was commissioned maybe about 3 years ago. It's mm-hmm. been on three deployments, about ready to go on its fourth. Adopted, obviously, by this city, but also, you know, we look at how Montana adopted the USS Montana, too, mm-hmm. and it's the active military members coming out, I think, are, you know, checking the boxes to make sure they're coming out healthy, mm-hmm. and we've found some holes in there, and we're still addressing them, but it's been a public-private partnership.
You know, with the USS Billings, what I really think is very, very cool is they want to come to Billings, Montana to see their namesake. And they're really, you know, they see a different part of the country that they've never been able to see. And also it helps the people of Billings because they've been to different schools and different organizations. They're going out to Lockwood and this and that. That the people of Billings can connect with them too.
The folks from the Adaptive Performance Center, a large grant, they'll be able to hire more staff and a new facility going
in Helena,
Montana.
Yeah.
I think that's also exciting. I just wanted to kind of roll back over that program because it's relatively new, but it's one of those thinking outside of the box arenas that the federal government is more and more embracing.
Yeah.
And coming to Helena, Montana, probably did she give us a timeline?
Mid-January.
Mid-January, yeah.
Yeah.
So folks can look up for that, look to that as well. Scott, you got any final words?
No, I just, you know, it's always a great pleasure spending time with you and this and that. And, to, you know, it's just basically, you know, without these veterans, you know, we wouldn't be, you know, enjoying the democracy that we have today. And, you know, what we did a few days ago, that voting, we wouldn't have had that right either,
right.
You know. So we have to thank the men and women. And you know, also, a lot of people don't realize, too, a lot of these folks that were in the Army and everything like that, and the Air Force and other services, they are still continuing being first responders.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, I know that they love to serve. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Scott, good catching up with you. Thanks, Cody Ross, our in-studio engineer. It is a Friday, only two more working days this week. You guys get out there and have a great Montana weekend. Stay safe, and we will see you back here on Monday for more Voices.
You've been listening to Voices of Montana. Comments and opinions heard are those of the host or callers, and not necessarily those of this station, sponsors, or Northern News Network. Join us Monday through Friday at 9:06 for Voices of Montana.